This I Believe. Dr. Saul K. Padover is a lively man, once assistant to the Secretary of Interior, a correspondent, wartime intelligence officer. He is now a teacher and author who has learned a lesson from history.
A candid statement of faith becomes for me a concentrated spiritual autobiography. My fundamental beliefs are the product of three converging influences that have been silently at work within my personality: history, America, and Jefferson. As a student of history, I have been impressed again and again by man's potentialities for good and evil. I spent my childhood in Vienna. The atmosphere of the dying Austrian Empire made me sensitive to comparative politics and history. Gradually, the conviction grew in me that man everywhere, regardless of race or region or climate, is his own worst enemy or best friend. By and large, human beings themselves create their own heavens or hells. They do so because of all the creatures on earth, they alone have the intelligence and imagination to change their environment. My first American home was Detroit. This great Middle Western metropolis, the very essence of 20th century American industrialism, stimulated my imagination. From the inspiring history of America, I have learned what goodwill, intelligence, and creative application can accomplish. It is one of my beliefs that the opportunities of social and human well-being in America are still inexhaustible. And this brings me to Thomas Jefferson. His influence on my spiritual and intellectual life has been continuous and pervasive. I think I know by now every word he has ever written. I feel inside me the very rhythm of his thought. His life and personality have been to me sources of spiritual strength and inspiration. Jefferson never failed me in any crisis. What I learned from him, in brief, has been an abiding faith in human potentialities. I would call this the religion of democratic humanism. Following Jefferson's optimistic faith, despite examples of horrors and bloodshed in recent times, I believe that man can and should be kind and just to his fellows, that man can and should strive for constant spiritual and social improvement, and keep the avenues of opportunity always open for himself and his fellow men. To state it negatively, I believe with all my heart that cruelty, injustice, and intolerance are social crimes that should be punished as severely as physical ones. It is a cardinal article of faith with me that there is no limit to what men in society can achieve. In this context, I believe that the good, just, and happy life cannot be accomplished in any society where power, political or economic, is monopolized in the hands of a single person or single group. I hold with Jefferson that only inside a democratic society, even if it is imperfect, can human beings make a successful effort to attain happiness. And finally, I believe that all these human goals are attainable by men of all races and creeds, and that if we use our social intelligence and the ample tools of science, a day will come when there is no bloodshed, hatred, and diseases, and no slums and no poverty, and no destructive fears of the unknown.
That was Dr. Saul K. Padover, Dean of the School of Politics at the New School of Social Research in New York, a true and valuable disciple of another believing citizen named Jefferson.